Good morning. Today, I thought I would talk about domestic prices that, as you have seen, have increased pretty dramatically. So we actually flirted with $8 in MMBTU. We're back down to around $6.50, still very strong. And you could ask yourself, where is this trend coming from? Mostly, it's an indication of how global the markets have become, because after the invasion of the Ukraine, European markets, in order to fill the gap, have had to import coal and reactivate some coal plants. And since they cannot increase their imports of coal from Russia, they are going to all the other alternatives, including the United States. So coal prices in the US have increased. They're at the equivalent now of $10 in MMBTU, which has put some pressure on domestic gas. Nothing very dramatic about this. It cannot be solved with a few more rigs going to work. We are now at a delta between production and consumption in the United States of about 3 BCF a day. That is about how much if we've increased production last year. So with one more year of increasing the rig count, we will bridge that gap, and there is no additional demand coming anytime soon, because right now all the LNG facilities are operating at full capacity, and the increase in gas demand in the US is coming mostly from exports. In that context, prices should moderate by the end of the year and come back to a range of between $4 and $5 domestically. There will not be an impact of the global markets for the time being on domestic prices on a medium to long-term basis. If you compare this to what the rest of the world is paying for gas, between $25 and $35 in MMBTU, we have it very, very good in the United States. And this will continue to be the case for a long time in spite of any growth and LNG demand that we might incorporate. One critical thing is we continue to need to build infrastructure, particularly pipelines, to bring the gas from the two very large reservoirs that we have in the United States, the Marcellus and the associated gas in the Permian Basin. The lack of infrastructure is going to make itself felt by the end of the year because the takeaway capacity from the Permian Basin will have been saturated. And after that, it'll become a question of whether we continue to increase production, oil particularly driven by oil prices, with all the associated gas that comes with it. So we still in the United States in a very strong position as today the energy superpower of the world. The rest of the world continues to be in a very difficult situation, at least for 4 to 5 years, and probably for significantly longer than that. So we continue to work on all the financing at Tellurian to be able to bring some relief to the rest of the world with bringing our Driftwood project online. Thank you.
In light of the company's upcoming report on Form 10-Q, there will not be a video published next week. Cautionary information about forward-looking statements. This presentation contains forward-looking statements within the meaning of U.S. federal securities laws. The words anticipate, assume, believe, budget, estimate, expect, forecast, initial, intend, may, plan, potential, project, proposed, should, will, would, and similar expressions are intended to identify forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements herein relate to, among other things, commodity prices, supply and demand issues, geopolitical developments, infrastructure issues, and the financing and impact of the Driftwood project. The forward-looking statements are subject to numerous risks and uncertainties. These risks and uncertainties include the matters discussed in Item 1A of Part 1 of the Annual Report on Form 10-K of Tellurian for the fiscal year ended December 31st, 2021, and other Tellurian filings with the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which are incorporated by reference herein. The forward-looking statements in this presentation speak as of April 26th, 2022, the date it was posted. Although Tellurian may from time to time voluntarily update its prior forward-looking statements, it disclaims any commitment to do so except as required by securities laws.